Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
We were talking earlier about an article in the papers about liquid tabs and how dangerous they are in 723 cases of children being poisoned by them. And on the line now is Lindsay. Lindsay, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
How are you?
I'm good, yeah, good. I just was driving to work and I heard the news thing and I was like, oh, yeah, I remember that day.
So go on, tell us what happened.
Well, my son was 13 months and he managed to get hold of one out of the press, like literally eyes back turned for a minute. And I grabbed it off him and before I knew it, he had another one out of the box. And he was walking at this stage. Now, this is back in 2003. And he burst it. He managed to, because it's so squashy, you know, kids, they
yes.
just like, so he burst it and it all went up onto his face. And we grabbed him, myself and my mom were at home. We grabbed him and I brought him straight to the kitchen sink and I was trying to rinse it. And I wasn't sure if he swallowed any or if it got in his eyes or what. So I rinsed his eyes and rinsed his mouth out and whatever. But I flew to the doctor anyway and he was just around the corner. So he said, oh, no, you're going to have to bring him straight to Portlaoise Hospital because, you know, if he swallowed any of it, he needs to see, you know, there's a thing for poison and whatever. So I brought him in anyway and they asked me what I did with him and I said, I rinsed his eyes and I said, I'm not really that concerned. I don't think he did swallow any. So they said, OK, well, they let me off home with him and they actually didn't seem that concerned, I don't think, about the eyes. It was more about the poison, but I didn't think he'd swallowed any. Anyway, we came home and got on with the day and he went to bed that night and he was a real placid baby, like never gave out or anything. So he was fine during the night. And when I went to take him out of the cot the next morning, his eyes were running. One of his eyes in particular was running like a greeny, yellowy colour that I've never seen. And so I straight away panicked, rang the hospital and said, explained like I'd been in the day before and this was what was happening. So they said, okay, you need to bring him straight back in. So I was just lucky on that morning. There was a consultant from the Eye and Ear Hospital who holds a clinic just literally from 9 till 1. And she was there that morning. So she saw him straight away. And God, she frightened the life out of me. She said, oh, we need to bring him, rush him straight to the Eye and Ear. She wanted to put him in an ambulance. And I was like, oh, no, I can drive. But basically, he had burnt the whole inside of his eye just in that. In them few seconds, and I had rinsed and everything, but basically she said, the way she explained it to me was like, do you know if you've got an eyelash in your eye or you feel like you've scratched your eye
yeah.
and it's so annoying? Well, she said there was hundreds of them all across the front of his eye, and she said he must be in some pain, but like he wasn't even giving out.
Little darling.
Yeah, and he was only 13 months, so we brought him to the Eye and Ear anyway, and he ended up having to have drops in like 4 and 5 times a day and his eye was patched for the 2 weeks and he had to go under general anaesthetic 2 or 3 times so they could check if it was healing because, of course, he's too small. He wouldn't have stayed easy, you know, just looking like if they were looking into an adult's eye or whatever. So, yeah, he went through the mill with it now, I have to say.
Lindsay, do you know what, Lindsay? That must have been absolutely terrifying because, first of all, you're thinking, and he didn't actually ingest any, did he? It was all in his eyes.
No.
Okay.
It was just his eyes, yeah.
Who would have thought? I mean, look, your reactions were brilliant. You did what they told you to do. They sent you home. But do you think they should have done more that first time before they sent you home?
Well, yeah, I don't think they realised themselves. I mean, it's easy to say now. Like, it's easy to say after, though. They
always
should have done
easy.
More,
exactly.
But, like, I shouldn't have let him get it either. You know, there's loads of things you can say. But I think it was just one of those things. What I will say is that I think all these years later, they're still not really that safe, like the packaging or the plastic melts with the water. Like, I don't think they've moved on and I don't think they've made them any better. Like,
you see, the thing is, right, that they...
very easy.
Yeah, for it to burst. But the thing is, that's what they wanted to do. They warn us, they tell us to lock up all the products and put them all away. But like you said, you turn your... But we've all been there. You turn your back for 5 seconds and something happens. And it's really hard when you have a toddler, they're walking around and you need to have eyes in the back of your head.
Well, that's it. That's it. I mean, it is. It's just the way of life. You know what I mean? You do need to have eyes in the back of your head. There's always going to be something they get into that they shouldn't.
Yeah. And you can have all the child locks on in the world. I've done it myself. You turn to take maybe a bag out to put in the bin. You forget to close the door behind you. Next thing is you turn around and something. I remember one time my son was heading off in the kitchen with the Domestos. And around that same age, maybe about 15 months, and was walking off with the bottle of Domestos. And that was literally 5 seconds. Now, thankfully, the lid was on it. But that same thing, it's just, it's very, very, very scary. Thank God he's okay now, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. Thank God. He didn't look back like that after that treatment. And he kept up seeing that consultant for a little while later. She was brilliant now. And thank God, yeah, there was no lasting repercussions. Like, do you know what I mean? But it just goes to show, I mean, it could have been a whole lot worse. Like, he could have lost his sight, you know what I mean? So... just, yeah, word of warning, definitely keep them in the highest press.
Yeah, exactly. And then do what you did. Keep an eye on him the day after or whenever you get home and keep a close eye like you did. And you did the right thing. You whisked him off and got him in and got him sorted. Thank God. Lindsay, thanks so much for getting in touch.
No problem.
Brilliant
no
to
problem.
Talk to you
thanks
this morning.
Very much.
Thank you.